At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on The Dark Side Of, a mom allegedly stabbed a three-year-old daughter to death because SpongeBob threatened her. A Washington mom, sons linked to dad's murder after his body is found covered in concrete beneath the new shed. Those stories and much more today on The Dark Side Of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side Of.
That it is. Please press subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. We do greatly appreciate that. You won't miss any episodes then. If you really like the show, you want it ad-free, check out our Patreon page. You can get it all there. And through the Patreon app, just search Dark Side Of on Patreon or go to darksidepod.com. It'll take you right over there. Greatly appreciate it. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, you know, listening to that little intro, thinking that I've made better life decisions than some people.
Sometimes
that's the one thing about this show.
Yeah, there's two ways you can look at it. It can be either insanely depressing and making you feel hopeless, or it can be, well, at least I'm not them.
Right.
I guess it's all about perspective and how you're viewing things in that day, what sort of filter it's going through.
It's like, at least I haven't murdered anyone.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to set the bar kind of low for yourself.
Like SpongeBob said a lot of things, but he's never convinced me to kill anyone.
Right. And made it through the day without any murders.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always tomorrow, but today.
She's got the eyes. I'm looking at the woman who killed her daughter.
I just can't imagine, like, what the F?
Obviously, you know, at the end of the day, there's a mental illness of some sort going on. I don't know how the fuck you do with any of it. Because it's like, if we could catch this earlier, if we could, you know, get these people the help that they need before they go off and, I don't know, in the ability that people have to be parents with virtually no qualifications whatsoever. And then you're in charge of raising a human or eventually killing them when SpongeBob tells you to. I don't know. That's why I don't watch the news most of the week. I just do it when we're doing the show. Like I have an hour I sit down and I go through headlines and I go, oh, this would be interesting. And I'm horrified every week. But it's like, okay, well, this is going to be a fun little dive. And then I'm done and I'm not in it.
You know, and I like keeping up with the news, but it's like sometimes I'm like, the world is batshit crazy.
I actually these stories interest me because it's like human behavior. I cannot stand hearing anything about politics anymore. I cannot stand hearing anything about COVID for the most part anymore. I like to know like kind of what's going on there, but like everything else, I'm just like, I'm fucking tone deaf to it because it's like, what the fuck, like whatever. Like, you're going to say this that day. It's going to be that the other. Like, let's just not be idiots. How about this? That's the rule. Don't be a dumbass. And I don't know. I'm just, I can't, I can't absorb anymore. My bucket is full.
I like that simple idea. I think that should be everybody's motto. Just don't be a dumbass.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's like my motto in life.
Don't be a dumbass.
Don't be a dumbass.
I think it's kind of like the red from that 70s show.
Don't be a dick. Either one of those.
Don't be a dumbass and don't be a dick. So it's like, just be nice and get along. That's really all it is. And I don't know, we're just in such a polarized place. I was talking about this the other night with my girlfriend, and we kind of went down this rabbit hole of like, what if this happens or what if that happens? And it's like, what country would we flee to? And this and that. And it's just like, and I said, you know, who would have ever thought, you know, when we were kids that we'd ever even like be legitimately having a conversation of this that wasn't completely irrational, you know, where it's like, it's just like, yeah, maybe like we got to think about some of these things of the what ifs. And it's like, God, it's just so fucking weird. It's certainly not the same place, you know, I grew up in and or you, you know, it's just totally fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on that happy note, let's go to this. A mom allegedly stabbed a 3-year-old daughter to death because SpongeBob threatened her. You gotta watch out for this. Okay. Okay. Did you hear Alexa over there?
No.
Alexa just answered for some reason, even though I never said her name. But she said that SpongeBob's mother is named Margaret Squarepants. I don't know.
I heard someone talking. I was like, is that Harper?
Who was that? That out of nowhere. I didn't say the name. I don't know why that even got triggered. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm glad you could step in. But, you know, let's find more appropriate times, okay, Miss Alexa? 22-year-old woman accused of fatally stabbing her 3-year-old daughter and leaving her body in a trash bag reportedly told investigators SpongeBob SquarePants said to kill her. According to WJRT-TV, the news leader, that's going to tell you all about what SpongeBob is telling people at night. Weather first. Officers from the this township police department went to Justine Johnson's home on September 29th, 2021, when Johnson's brother reportedly saw a human foot protruding from a trash bag. When they arrived at the residence on Cedar Lake Road, they found her little girl, who they believed had been stabbed to death. Officers reportedly located Johnson over 4 hours later, walking by a railroad track. WNEM-TV, we're on it no matter what. We got the news, bitch. Identified Johnson's daughter as Sutton Mosser, who turned 3 just 2 days before she was killed.
Oh.
Sutton was reportedly wrapped in bedding inside the trash bag and was only wearing a diaper. Ryan Eberlein, an investigator with Child Protective Services, reportedly testified that Johnson told him she didn't remember the specifics of what happened to her daughter. He said Johnson was experiencing hallucinations due to heroin withdrawal and not sleeping for approximately 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we have the how.
Oh, my God.
Iosco County Prosecutor Jim Beccarella said during a February 4th preliminary hearing, she said that the television, specifically SpongeBob, told her she had to do this to the child or she would be killed. According to WJRT, we're the big ass station mofo. She was deemed competent to stand trial. CNN, which cites a police report, says Johnson used cocaine by day and she allegedly killed Sutton. Or the day she killed Sutton. Johnson pled not guilty to first degree murder and first degree child abuse. Of course not. She's being held without bond in the Iosco County jail. So there you go. Lessons in parenting. How to be a good mom.
Oh my God. And here's the thing. I mean, everything you just said is horrific.
Mm-hmm.
But that 3-year-old little girl had to have had a horrible life before that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, if that's your mom. and your mom's up for 2 solid weeks and she's doing heroin and coke and she's not a mom.
Where were Child Protective Services before this? You know, I guess.
And and I get that not everybody's around family, but it's like, was there nobody who was a friend or a neighbor who was like, she's high as a kite and she's got that little girl?
Yeah.
I mean, did nobody not see anything?
I don't know.
And you don't. I mean, who knows? But it just seems like somebody could have seen something and said something. Once again, it's not that easy. You know, it's not like you call Child Protective Services and then that's great. They show up and fix everything.
Yeah. It's not how that works. No. Now, I mean,
it just breaks my heart, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's just fucked up. Let's continue on. Oh, here's another fun one. Washington mom, sons are linked to dad's murder after his body is found covered in concrete beneath a woman's she shed in Wichita, Kansas.
The murder one?
Murder she shed.
Does it say murder she shed?
No, it doesn't.
By any chance?
No, it doesn't. But it's about a shed that truly is a murder shed. The victim, Jerry Rasmussen, was reported missing by his wife in late September. 55-year-old woman and her 2 adult sons are facing serious allegations in Washington, where they've been accused of killing her husband and burying him beneath a storage shed. A statement from the Stevens County Sheriff's Office confirms Brenda Rasmussen and her sons, Danny, 34, and Andrew Jones, 31, were apprehended Tuesday in Arizona. All 3 were wanted in connection with the September 2021 murder of Rasmussen's 65-year-old husband, Jerry, and all 3 are awaiting extradition to Washington. According to the sheriff's statement, Jerry Rasmussen has been reported missing by his wife on September 27th, 2021. Statement alleges Brenda told them that her husband left the residence several weeks prior and had not been heard from. In addition, she provided information that they had been arguing recently. He left on his own and had been known to leave and be gone for extended periods of time in the past, the statement notes. Detectives executed a search warrant at the Rasmussen's Valley, Washington residence, November 12th of 2021. During the service of the warrant, cadaver dogs were used to conduct a sniff of the area, and the dogs indicated the presence of odor of human remains coming from the area of the new storage she recently placed on the property, police said in the statement. Jerry's body was found in concrete that was laid underneath the storage shed behind the Valley home. 65-year-old victim was shot once in the head. Statement alleges the mother and her son, Danny, had recently left the area for Arizona, where Andrew was living. Authorities allege that all 3 were involved in Jerry's murder and the disposal of his remains. Late last year, arrest warrants were issued for Brenda Rasmussen and her sons, charging them with rendering criminal assistance under first-degree murder. Last month, Arizona authorities developed information on the suspect's whereabouts, and detectives with the Stevens County Sheriff's Office traveled to Arizona on February 7th and worked with the marshals in Mohave County. 3 suspects were arrested in Fort Mohave. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities have not discussed a possible motive for the murder. Lawyers for the 3 suspects were not immediately identifiable. There you go.
How does life go so off track that happens?
I want to know more of the motive. I mean,
a domestic disturbance, something happens, but for everyone to be involved
like that. I mean, what my suspicion would be is that he was a horrible, abusive person. I don't know, though. That's just that would like fit the motive of everybody in the family fucking snapping and taking him out. But, you know, it could be something completely different. I don't know.
You know, because sometimes I've heard stories of, you know, one person does it and then they coerce the other people into helping them cover it up.
Sure. Yeah. I guess.
And sometimes, you know, a kid can do that and then the mom's like, well, I don't want my kid to get arrested.
Yeah.
I would be like, shit, you can't go killing people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to help you with that.
Yeah.
Drawing the line, son.
Drawing the line at murder. Do just, anything else you want, you know? Anything else you want, but draw the line at murder. Then
I would help you rob a bank, but murder, yeah. That's too much.
We can rob a bank. We can do all sorts of horrible, horrible things, but things we won't speak about. Things that, you know, maybe come out after I'm dead, and then they'll spit on my grave. But murder, no. We're not doing that. That's it's good
too
parenting.
Far. Too far.
It's a bridge too far, son. Let's go to another story and see what other horrible things people have been doing. This is interesting, and it's kind of something that I've been concerned with have you been anywhere or seen any automatic driving vehicles or been
no,
in one?
No, I have not. I have not seen any.
Yeah. I've seen a couple. I know the Google ones I've seen that like do the Google Earth things. You see those every now and then. Those have nobody in them. But I saw a semi not that long ago, and that was like, it was almost like dual because I was like, what the fuck? There's no driver. And
really
no driver. And I was like, oh my God, like this is a thing. Yes, it is. I don't know. Maybe it was a test thing. I don't know. But it was alarming. It was very creepy. But this happened, and I've never experienced this yet, but Teslas and some other vehicles have basically autopilot on it. It's not just cruise control. Like, it literally steers you. You should, you know, be paying attention. But I think I don't know. I'm just scared of this whole idea of, like, you should be paying attention, but we're going to drive for you. Naturally, you're just going to, at some point, probably not be paying that much attention. I don't know. And then you hope the car does the right thing. Here's a case where the car does not do the right thing. Dash cam footage captures a moment officers narrowly escape as Tesla on autopilot crashes into cruiser. North Carolina Sheriff's Deputy and State Trooper luckily escape has been revealed in the newly released footage. In August 2020, the two law enforcement officers were forced to jump to safety after a Tesla on autopilot struck a parked cruiser, causing it to fly off the road and clip them in North Carolina. According to the Nash County Sheriff's Office, the driver of the car was allegedly watching a movie at the time of the incident. See, this is fucking fucked up. We're not at Jetsons level driving yet where you can just watch a fucking movie while your car drives itself. We'll probably be there someday. We're not there yet.
And the problem is, I think, like, I was watching this thing about cars like that. Like, you've got to have enough for the person to do to keep them awake, because nobody anymore just sits. Like, yeah. If you're at a doctor's office, everybody's on their phone. Everybody's listening or watching or playing a game or something. Nobody just sits. So if your car is going to drive itself and you're going to be in the driver's seat supervising it, you got to have something to do, else you're going to be on your phone watching a damn movie.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the excitement and the attention grabbing of cruising down a road at 65 miles an hour, avoiding killing yourself, is not stimulating enough anymore for our human brains.
It's boring. I mean, after a while, it's like, yeah, but I need to check Facebook.
Yeah.
I need to post a selfie on Instagram. Look at me driving I'm kind of driving, kind of not. My car is doing it.
You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's the slogan.
That would be totally what would be in line with like a government campaign to something. It's like, check yourself before you wreck yourself in 2021. I've been watching a lot of stuff on A&E on demand this week, and a lot of the commercials are just public service announcements, and they're government ones, and they are so fucking stupid. They're like, who did you hire to produce this shit? Like, it's like so out of touch with reality or people or anything anyone will relate to or resonate with. It's just like, oh my God. It's like, we put the contract out there, and then this company had the lowest bid, and we just took them and said, go make this. And It's like no oversight. Nobody gives a shit. It's just like we did it to fill a need or a quota of some sort.
I'm telling you.
It's amusing.
But seeing a semi, that really would freak, that would totally freak me out.
Yeah.
That would really freak me out.
I'll continue on with the story here. A year and a half ago, one of our deputies saw a North Carolina state trooper narrowly escape serious injury when a Tesla driving on autopilot struck one of our vehicles, a sheriff's officer said in a Facebook post Tuesday. The deputy had stopped to assist the trooper on a wreck site when the Tesla plowed into the back of the patrol unit. After clipping the officers, the cruisers hit a traffic sign and trees before stopping in a ditch, according to dash cam footage originally obtained by FSA Action 9. The Tesla driver was initially charged with not moving over for an emergency vehicle and distracted driving, but those charges have since been dropped, officials confirmed to People. Tesla did not immediately respond to People's request for comment. The autopilot feature on Teslas require active driver supervision and is not designed to make the car autonomous. Sure, in theory, but you're kind of telling people that it is just by what it does.
Exactly.
Like, it's like saying you don't have to pay attention now, but you really need to pay attention. Then what's the point? Why do you even fucking turn it on? The release of the dash cam footage comes days after Tesla announced it will recall 53,822 vehicles due to its full self-driving feature being programmed to slowly roll through stop signs in some instances, according to CNN. Whoops. In September, the United States Department of Transportation launched a preliminary investigation into Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system after several crashes in which drivers in Tesla vehicles have struck stopped emergency vehicles, according to Consumer Reports. It's like they're looking for them or something. These crashes have been responsible for 17 injuries and one death, the outlet reported. In October, a letter from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the investigation would examine how Tesla's autopilot system operates and its ability to recognize obstacles in the road. This is going to sound horrible, but I think in the larger scheme of things, their track record isn't that bad for the amount of accidents that have occurred with the amount of vehicles versus how many vehicles are on the road for something that is brand new technology.
I mean, but the percentage would be so tiny of all the cars on the road.
It'd be like 0.00000 something. Now, obviously, we don't want anyone to die, so they need to fucking figure this out. But I'm just saying, statistically, if you're to look at this and you go, other, you know, auto fuck-ups where things go wrong and have caused deaths, far more things that have gone wrong on vehicles and have been recalled that weren't driving themselves.
Oh my God, I see it every single day.
Yeah.
People driving their own cars, they do a really bad job of it.
Exactly. Like, at some point, we're going to be like, we're going to recall the people, and they can't drive the cars anymore. I guess maybe that's what we're doing with this, these self-driving cars. Maybe that is exactly what's happening. It's society, somehow kind of saying, it's like Idiocracy. It very much is that. Or Wall-E, the Disney movie. Where it's like, yeah, we don't trust y'all to drive anymore, so we're just going to make the computers do it. Is that?
It's almost, I mean, seriously, I see people, I just have a longer commute than I've ever had.
Yeah.
And so I have to come home for lunch because 16-year-old dog. But so I'm in my car a lot, just to and from work. And it's insane.
Yeah.
Every day I see something. And so then you kind of get caught up in it yourself because it's like, oh, I don't think so. You're going to do that, you know? And I'm like, I consciously the other day said, I'm just going to, if I have to just stay in the right lane, I can't get caught up in feeling tense and angry with these people.
Yeah.
If you're going to drive like an idiot, I can't comment anymore and get myself all worked up.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, you didn't do that. And it's like, you can't stop it. I've decided that I got to tune it out, ignore it,
mm-hmm.
and just, But no, I mean, so seriously, like a self-driving car really couldn't do any worse.
Exactly. It's just kind of like, okay. But I mean, I think that's right. It's going to be our future. It's going to be what happens. And it will be, I think, honestly, at the end of the day, we're going to have far few accidents. Once like everything is on that system, it's going to be a fucking clusterfuck until then, which is going to be the next 20, 30 years. But
well, and people are going to get pissed because the car doesn't go fast enough for him. You know, the car let that car in front of him. And how dare you do that?
No, because I don't think anybody's going to pay attention. I think all that's going to be gone and nobody's even going to fucking know what's going on around them. They're going to be even more oblivious.
Build a little spa inside your car.
And you just sit there and work. And it's a pod that takes you. It's a tram, essentially, is what it becomes.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
And then I could just like get another 30 minutes sleep.
Cars.
On the way to work. Yeah.
Essentially, cars are becoming the people mover at Disney. It is the future, but it's not this little blue, you know, cart that drives around Epcot or Disney World. And then I think once you have that system in place, will there be accidents here and there? Sure. But I think it's going to be so much less because you're taking out the piece of the equation that is the largest cause of accidents, and human error is it.
Oh, and it, yeah. Yeah. Because human error and anger and...
Yeah. You take emotion out of driving. And you're going to have people...
I really actually like that idea.
You'll have so many... It's going to be a generational thing. It will take anyone basically who's alive and driving to be dead before it's completely embraced. Because so many of us are going to not feel comfortable with it. We're going to want to drive. We're going to want to be in control because it's all we know. And especially if you're a car enthusiast or something, not going to fly well there. But in 50 to 100 years... it will be just it. And people will be like, I mean, like you really had to like pay attention and like you had to like, can you imagine when people used to navigate this stuff and it worked? Like how the hell did they do that? That's what's going to be looked at, which is crazy, but it's perspective. And if they've never had it, that's how they're going to look at it. As they listen back to this podcast 100 years later.
Those people knew it.
Here's what they thought of this shit.
Those people are crazy. Yeah.
It's interesting. Another story. It says, another fine parenting story. Something just came over me. Colorado father allegedly admits to shooting wife and infant son. He's got the eyes too. Can we not like have like, is there something that can be worked out like a retina type scan or something where it's like, everybody looks at it, you know, when we get up and this sounds like totally 1984, but it's like, okay, check your eyes or your mirror detects it. It's like, your eyes are psycho today.
You are very crazy.
And it's like,
we are locking you in the house for your own safety and locking up all the knives and anything that you can use to hurt someone or yourself.
Or it's like the odds of you committing a crime based on statistics and what we're seeing in the mirror are like 98%. So we're not going to arrest you and charge you with a crime, but we're going to restrain you from committing one and you got to get help. This sounds like totally crazily dystopian, but hey, the Olympics are being held next to a nuclear power plant silo. So I guess anything could be done these days. Authorities in Colorado confirmed the arrest of a man who say they confessed to fatally shooting his 8-month-old son and the infant's 26-year-old mother. According to the statement from Colorado Springs Police, David Weingarten, 29, was arrested the evening of February 1st. He's been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, as well as reckless endangerment and no injury child abuse, and remains in custody without bail. Statement alleges that Warrington shot his son, Georgie, and the boy's mother, Lizette Slanis Mianos, in front of the couple's 20-month-old daughter, who was not harmed in the incident. The arrest affidavit obtained by KRTO Radio, number one for delivering news 5 days late, alleges Warrington called 911 around 6:55 p.m. and told the dispatcher he wasn't feeling well. KRTO, number one for news that you've already read and heard about 35 different places before you discovered radio still exists. They reported that, according to the affidavit, Warrington allegedly continued talking, telling the dispatcher, "I just shot Lizette and George. I've been feeling not good lately, and something just came over me. I don't know what happened. I've been hearing things, and I don't know what's going on." He allegedly later repeated these claims while talking to investigators, according to the affidavit. Responding police rushed to the home and found Warrington outside. Later on, he allegedly told detectives he retrieved a .45 caliber gun from his vehicle and, having bad thoughts earlier that day, he allegedly said he turned to the house and immediately shot his wife and son. Warrington allegedly told police his son's crying made him anxious, which in part led to him to carry out the killings. He allegedly said he shot them because it was quick and would limit their suffering. Well, it's good he's thoughtful.
What?
You know, he's thinking ahead. You know, he's just really like, trying to be a good guy in the situation.
Like, leave.
He's thinking he's taking other people's feelings into, you know, my God. Warrington is due in court on February 15th. He's yet to enter pleas as pleas to the charges against him. And information on his lawyer, if he has one, was unavailable. Wow. It's just fucking horrible. I just wasn't feeling
it. There was no other option for that.
I wasn't feeling good. You know, I've been hearing shit. So I decided to just kill him, you know.
And my kid kept crying, so.
That's why I did it.
The only solution.
Logical. Again, mental illness, running wild, and nothing ever being done to get ahead of this game. I mean, clearly this is a fucking, if this were anything, if this were a disease, let's say maybe a disease that's spreading around like a pandemic, and we heard about it and realized, oh shit, there's a lot of this. We got to figure out something to do here. Let's take a look at the fucking body count of people that die at the hands of someone, at their own hands, from their own mental illness, or at the hands of someone with a mental illness every year. Let's count those numbers once and go.
That pretty much anybody who kills someone.
Yeah.
Like in a situation where it's not, you know, self-defense or, you know. Sure.
There's something going on.
There are tragic things that happen every day. But, you know, when it's cases like this, it's like, it's like mental illness. Like the kid's crying too much.
Yeah. I don't know.
And there's some people who are just mean and horrible people too.
Sure.
And they think they're super entitled and.
Which in itself is another disorder. I mean, we can have a disorder for everything. And ultimately, everything that you're doing horrible is a fucking disorder. But at some point, it's like, yeah, great. I don't know. Like, just, there's no, we don't do anything to get in front of any of this shit. And there's not a system in place to help people in any sort of affordable way. It's so looked down upon. It has to be such a societal shift to help this and to change this. I don't think it'll ever happen in our life. But until we get ahead of that, I don't know what it's going to take. Because it's this craziness is running fucking wild everywhere. And the pandemic and being locked in our homes and all of this shit and just the state of everything has not helped anything. It's just, this is a crisis in itself. It's a mental health pandemic. Again, just look at the fucking, you know, compare death numbers sometimes and go, well, what happened here? Ultimately, this person did this or that, but something's going on there. I don't profess to know how we get people to get the help that they need, but clearly something needs to be done where it's more easily accessible and encouraged and not villainized.
Yeah.
So there's my soapbox speech for the night, kids.
I don't know. That guy, lock him up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm a kid.
It's not an excuse. It's not like, well, you have this disorder, so let's give you a less punishment. No, you should fucking be disposed of. Like, I don't care. But it's more.
No,
so
I definitely think that mental health plays into a lot of things and that we should try to help people before they get to that point.
Exactly. But once they're there and they've done this shit, okay, sorry, game over for you. My point is, if we can get ahead of this, we'll see less of it. And
absolutely, and then but I, yeah. good Lord, we can't even agree on how to treat a pandemic.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's like, let alone let's tackle mental health.
Oh, I know. We can't handle anything. I mean, it's insane. Anything, like, we can't agree on basic facts. So, I mean, how are we going to get our minds wrapped around something like that? You know, I talk about that on the Ghost Show a lot, on the Grave Talks, where I'm interviewing somebody and they're talking about, you know, really interesting evidence or this or that they have. And I said, you know, it's not that like we're arguing on there and trying to prove that this is real or true or not. We've kind of operate from the aspect of we believe it is. But trying to convince somebody that like that's a real thing or that ghosts exist or whatever, good luck with that. If we can't agree, like if the sky is blue some days,
right?
It's like just basic facts are not agreeable anymore. And it's like seriously, like this is a fact. This is what was said. This is what one person's actions were. It's not to say you're right or wrong or personally attacking you. This is just what occurred factually. But that two people can look at some of those things and draw completely different conclusions. One, clearly not based in reality. And have a straight face and just continue on. That's a world that I never thought I would see. To be that, I don't know, disconnected. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking get it.
I don't either.
I don't know if it's a coping thing or I don't know. We're going to find out, like, and everybody who ate the baked jalapeno Cheez-Its from the years of 2015 to 2028 suffered memory lapses or had some sort of, like, and it's just something, like, totally weird and random that, like, oh, fuck. Yeah, they love those Cheez-Its.
I knew that had a lot of chemicals in it.
It's going to be something like that.
Should I stayed away from processed food?
It's like the only thing that can explain it. Like there's something in something that's like fucking with people's minds to allow us to operate in this way. I don't know any other, you know, I don't know any other way to rationally look at it because it's just like, what the fuck is happening? But there you go. So watch out for the jalapeno baked Cheez-Its. With a dash of Monterey Jack. That it's those ones specifically that can totally fuck you up. You know, I haven't had a Cheez-It forever. I did last
night. Sounds kind of good, though.
I know. I'm kind of craving it. Have you seen the ones where they're, like, kind of burned? Like, people were, like, demanding, like, say, love when they get burned ones. So now that's a whole product. It's like, burned Cheez-Its. It's like, okay, that's interesting. Extra toasted.
Yeah, I saw those.
They're
kind of good. One of my friends had them.
I like them. They're good. Yeah. So anyway. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. If you like the show, help keep us on the air. Become a supporter at Darksider. Go to our site, darksidepod.com, or go to their Patreon page and search Dark Side Of. $5 a month gets you access to commercial-free episodes, advanced episodes, the whole archive. Extras, it's all there, and you help keep us on the air, so we do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Dark Side Of, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.